Charlie for a few weeks.
Yes. And then also not over the summer.
We're hiatusing.
Yeah. But we'll be back next year.
Yay.
And by year, I mean like September and not like 2026.
Yeah. No, that would be crazy. Anyway, we're just going to get right into it. This is Of Montreal with Gronlandic Edit. Thank you for listening. Sorry.
Hello.
You just heard Gronlandic Edit by Of Montreal.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I played Roll for Sandwich today.
Explain this.
So every single piece of your sandwich you have to roll for miscellaneous items that you have to preset them. So you get like six options for bread, and you roll a six-sided dice, and you get a random option out of the six. I got strawberry Eggos, and my boyfriend Miles got garlic naan. And then you have cheese and like the main part of the sandwich, and then sauce and wild magic and roughage.
What is wild magic?
Usually random things. Whatever random thing that you'd go
thumb like. Thumbtacks.
Pardon me?
Thumbtacks.
Okay, maybe not thumbtacks. Edible things, ideally. I got to pick because I rolled a nat 20.
Whoa.
And so I pick like some seasoning spice thing. It has to be from the list. You don't get to pick whatever you want.
No, yeah.
And Miles got lemon juice.
Fun.
Yeah, real fun.
Granted, with garlic naan, that's not that bad.
He rolled ham as the main and Parmesan cheese as the cheese, so not great.
Yeah, not great. Not the worst. Sorry, I'm like reaching over at a super weird angle to adjust the volume on. Oh, that's not even the wrong dot. That's not even the right dial. There we go.
We're free.
Minuscule amount of difference. Anyway.
So it's pretty, it's fun. My sandwich was mid. Miles's sandwich was so gross that he did not finish it.
That's so sad. And I wasn't going to finish Miles. It
for him. Yeah. It's also not a great game to play first thing in the morning.
Oh, I can't imagine. No, especially if you're not like a morning food person.
Yeah. But so we are going to play again, but we're going to do it at night instead.
Okay. Like 2 a.m. No. Damn.
I think roll for sandwich would be really fun at 2 a.m. though.
It would be. Like high.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to do a little bit of shameless self-promo here. We're in the UBC Nest. Also here is the Maker's Market. And I'm 90% sure that if you are standing outside the CITR station, like this lovely individual with the bag who I'm looking at, or anyone at the Maker's Market table can listen to our broadcast. If that's you, you should go see my booth. I'm booth A34. I have stickers and prints and pins, and I had paper mache sharks, but they sold out.
Yeah.
My roommate's there tabling for me. Anyway, up next, we are going to play Spring Break by Harrison Gordon, and then we're going to play some Grade School. Thank you so much for listening to CITR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop! I like him plain just like you. And my favorite color is blue, and it's been the same since I was 10 years old. Could you bring me back my hoodie? It's getting cold.
The simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, Red Hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's
really kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate
okay,
him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship at citr.ca before March 27th. Sponsorship at citr.ca. SPONSORSHIP at citr.ca.
Ooh, welcome back to Visual Media on CITR.
Hi.
With Aze and Charlie.
Yeah, right.
Okay. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to play a fun game.
So fun.
What we're going to do is...
Am I explaining this or are you...
No, I'm going to explain. Okay. I'm just looking at Charlie weird. Sorry.
Weird anyway. And taking long pauses. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing a cue here.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm going to reach... Behind me is a shelf full of cassette tapes. I don't know any of them. I'm going to reach behind me and I'm going to pick one at random. And we are going to play the first track off the cassette. And I think, wait, where is the cassette player in this room?
Technical difficulties, I think, on planning. But it's okay.
Charlie is being profoundly rude right now.
Hello. People of Vancouver and anyone else listening.
Never mind, we're not going to do this because I can't find the cassette player. We're going to play the Goat String Orchestra with Barking Dog.
Yeah, we are.
Sorry about the lack of planning and the lack of follow-up. Thank you for listening.
So real, it just now those fools' days are done now. Oh, till April says come get some, don't you? Too many moons hold this old dog out. Oh, you kiss the frogs and hell so well. I'm in love, oh love. Nothing they say. Say the last forever does, say it does, say it lasts forever. Does it does? Takes time and taste to find enough. If I know nothing, I know I'll die when I let go. I'll know. Go away, stay away, ghost. Go away, stay away. Go away, stay away, ghost.
If the news are getting you down, or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Welcome back to Visual Media Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I figured out the tape deck.
So we're actually going to do it.
We're going to do it. I'm going to reach behind me. I'm doing like a hand thing. I know you can't see me. I'm going to like run my hand along it, and Charlie's going to tell me when to stop, and then we're going to play the first track off of that cassette, and then we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
Yay. Okay. I'm going to be away from the microphone, but Charlie, tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop. Okay. We're getting a cassette.
This one is empty.
Ah. Attempt two.
Trying again.
Stop. New cassette.
Eating Out, self-titled debut from Burger Records. Fun facts. Members of New Sensei, oh, I love them, White Long, Peace, and XX Negatives, influenced by girl-fronted grunge groups like Hole and L7, and hails from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cassette.
Cool. Sorry.
There's slight construction happening, and it's throwing us both off. But he's just put in the cassette in the cassette player. You're getting a narration now, so
yep,
that we just
Charlie's
don't have nothing
do.
Happening.
Okay. This should work. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay. I press the play button. Is it on? It says it's on.
We're having more difficulties.
More difficulties. Hold up. Sorry. This might be a second. Charlie, do like Jeopardy music or something.
Do I what?
Jeopardy music.
Jeopardy. Oh. Well, I don't actually know Jeopardy off the top of my head. You know they have Jeopardy on the Wii, and that's really fun. I am awful at it. I'm like atrociously bad at Jeopardy.
That's really unfortunate.
And my one friend Adam is like phenomenal at it. Like, I think we should put him on his own team when we play Wii Jeopardy. Because we don't even stand a chance.
There's a power button.
I think last time I played, we were 32,000 points in the negative against the winning
team. Wait.
We'll be right back.
Okay. You just heard, I'm not actually sure what song, from the self-titled debut album of Eating Out.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Sorry. Charlie, do you have any thoughts?
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. It, to be fair, it's not like usually the music I listen to, because it seems, yeah, I think they said Riot Girl more.
They said,
is it Riot Girl?
They said the word riot, okay. For sure. Girl-fronted grunge groups.
Okay.
Hole and L7. It's just sort of like Riot Girl.
Yeah.
Same sort of similar time period, similar kind of motives, but slightly different, I think.
Yes, which I do like. I do like this genre of music. I just, I don't know, typically listen to Midwest emo.
Less loud.
Less loud.
And more whiny.
Yeah, I was like... characterized by not great vocals over really cool guitar.
Yeah, exactly. I liked this. I like New Sensei a lot. I don't know. I've been getting into people yelling music.
Yeah.
Lately. I don't know. I feel like that was really short. So now I don't have as much to say about this as I kind of expected to. So we're just going to play the next song, I guess. So here's Destroyer with Hydroplaning Off the Edge of the World. Thank you for listening to Visual Media Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
With a gun club. useless husk floating on an ocean on the surface of the King of France. Thousand-yard stare stares at the menu and grins from this angle in a certain light. All bets are off on every goddamn thing. It's all the same thing under a certain light. Women fill out, men crumble inwards. There, I didn't want to say it, but I did. My life's a giant lid closing on an eye. It's all the same thing in a certain light. It's all the same thing in a certain light. But we live in the light. It is exquisite, it goes through you, it goes through your legs. God is famous for punishing.
Understood in our glances, take your soft lies over these lies that we live with a hum. Yeah.
just inject this shape that we're in. Cause we lack the set discipline. Leave a wide stretch of room to forgive these daily sins, imperfect skin. Just a past replayed in mashup. New costumes, faces, makeup. Not repeating, but rhyming cup. Let's break down some solid sounds. It was you. It was me. It was hard to explain. It was everything. It was space. It was length. Between what we would say, what we would mean.
CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Welcome back to Visual Media Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard, what did you just hear? Parlor Steps with Soft Lies, as well as Goat String Orchestra.
No.
And no, Destroyer.
Yes.
Yeah, you just heard Destroyer with Hydroplaning off the edge of the world of the worlds.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. Okay, we have quite a bit of time left. So unless Charlie has some urgent announcements in order to save the city, like Batman. Charlie, you're Batman.
I don't think so. This is not an ASMR channel. We are not whispering more than that.
Channel. No, that's not happening. I'm sorry. It makes me feel weird. I feel like it's coming through weird in the microphone, and I have no way of testing that because I'm not going to listen back to it. Anyway, we're going to do the cassette tape thing again,
yes.
And we're going to hopefully find one where we have more to say.
And I'm going to...
Charlie's going to run his hand along it, and I'm going to tell him to stop.
Yep.
Yay. Okay, he's walking over. And he's there. He's at the shelf. And I don't know if you can hear this background noise. Stop. Well, you take it. You read it out loud. Hold on a sec. Charlie's going to read this.
Okay, we are listening to Puritans. There seems to be no more information on this.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
It has cool art. Puritans. I don't know if that's the band or... The Puritans is the band. Swerving Lines is the album. It's just attached to the cassette using a label maker. Which is really cool. Genuinely, that sounds sarcastic, but it's not.
I want a label maker. I'd label everything, though.
You would.
My roommates would hate me. It'd be like every single thing we ever owned in the entire house is going to have a label on it, and it's going to be something that is technically what the thing is, but why did you call it that?
You could take Charlie has two woks because his roommate bought two woks. This cassette is fucked up. I messed up. Sorry. Oh, no, it's not. You could label one walk two and the other walk three, meaning that you could never find walk one because there is no walk one. There's only two walks, but.
You could also do one and three.
Or you could do one and three. You could do any set of numbers.
Yeah. One and seven.
Oh, God, no. Your house is secretly filled with walks. Anyway, I'm going to put this tape in the player.
Our house is actually full with chili oil. We have four open ones. Two of them are the same brand, and the other two are a different of the same brand.
You're going to get through that, though.
Yeah, probably.
This is a pro chili crisp radio show.
Yeah, agree.
As most radio shows probably are.
I feel like there's very few anti-chili crisp.
I'm going to start one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even true.
It's going to be a late night show.
And you're just lying.
It's just me. On the late night shows, you can curse a lot. It's just going to be me cussing out chili crisp for an hour. No music. No nothing.
I'm going to hold you to this.
Yelling. Oh, God. Please don't hold me to this. Anyway, we're going to listen to this tape now. Theoretically, we are going to listen to this tape now. Oh, not CD. Source tape. Okay, it might work now. This keeps on not working. I'm giving up on this. I'm sorry for continuously doing this. We'll figure it out another time. Okay. Here's New Sensei with Spit Gifting. Sorry. We'll be right back. We are running out of time here on Visual Media on CITR. Up next, we have Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not since 2019. But before that...
Shout out to my mom, Leanne, if you're listening. Hi.
Hi, Leanne. We've never met.
You have not met is.
Your son is very kind and charming. Thank you for listening to CITR with Visual Media.
Yeah.
I will not see you. You will hear my voice theoretically in 2 weeks. Will not hear Charlie's.
No.
He's going to work in the factory.
Technically, yes.
Anyway, thank you for listening.